Casino visit preceded deadly Rainbow Bridge crash in New York. An explosion that occurred when a car crashed on the Rainbow Bridge, a border crossing between Canada and New York, earlier this week doesn't appear to be related to terrorism. However, a local casino has now become part of the investigation, with authorities believing the car's passengers had just left the Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino. Casino visit turns deadly. In the incident that unfolded at the U.S.-Canada border crossing near Niagara Falls, a New York couple died after their Bentley crashed and erupted in flames. The repercussions of this catastrophic event echoed from New York to Washington, D.C., drawing the attention of law enforcement and federal investigators. The fatal crash transpired on the U.S. side of the Rainbow Bridge crossing, a picturesque landmark known for its views of Niagara Falls. Reports from law enforcement sources indicate that the couple was traveling in a Bentley, possibly traveling at a high rate of speed. The sequence of events leading to the disaster involved the vehicle striking a curb at a checkpoint, colliding with a guardrail, becoming airborne and ultimately exploding upon impact in a screening area. Immediate concerns arose regarding the possibility of a terrorist act, prompting federal investigators, including the FBI, to intervene. Within hours of the incident, preliminary findings were disseminated to the public, allaying fears of terrorist motivation. The FBI's Buffalo field office confirmed the absence of any connection to terrorism and the lack of explosive devices at the crash site. Consequently, the case was transitioned to the local police, who designated it as a traffic investigation. Unraveling the mysterious crash, insights from investigators shed light on the couple's activities leading up to the tragedy. The victims had reportedly planned to attend a KISS concert in Canada. However, with the concert's cancellation, an alternative plan led them to a U.S. casino. The fatal crash occurred shortly after the couple departed the casino, adding an odd layer to the unfolding narrative. What precipitated the crash still isn't clear, but the vehicle came crashing down into a Customs and Border Protection booth, where it burst into flames. An officer working in the booth sustained minor injuries during the accident. The wreckage bore witness to the immense force of the explosion, with the car essentially incinerated, and debris scattered across more than a dozen checkpoint booths. The aftermath prompted a temporary closure of all four bridges connecting Canada and the U.S. near Niagara Falls, causing disruptions on one of the busiest travel days of the year. While three of the bridges reopened later on Wednesday, the Rainbow Bridge remains closed as investigations and cleanup efforts persist.